Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Andrea Mansfield joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Nice to speak with you this morning.
Well, it's good to have you here. There's a music festival happening.
Speaking Carson's language.
Right, and it's for a good cause. So these are all things that we love. This is the 5th annual River Rock Music Festival. This is happening at Weir River Farm in Hingham, Mass. So tell us about the event before we talk about what it is you're going to be supporting.
River Rock Music Festival is happening Saturday, September 6th at Weir River Farm in Hingham.
Nice.
And it's really an event that brings the community together. And it shows that the community really deeply cares about our mission. And it's the event itself is one of our most joyful and impactful events that we host all year.
You find bands locally to be a part of this, correct?
Correct. We actually have a volunteer committee that has supported and helped organize this event now coming up to its 5th year. We have bands already lined up. We have about 6 bands, and we're looking for our 7th band to join us on stage. Overall, River Rock over the past 5 years has raised nearly $170,000 to support our mission.
Wow.
And the generosity and spirit of the event are truly something special, and we're looking to add one more act to our lineup to play some really wonderful and energized music for about 400 attendees.
I know an acoustic duo that's available.
Ha!
Oh, yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Absolutely not.
Have you not heard Kennedy and I play before?
We want people to come.
Andrea? Yeah.
Has anyone on your bill opened for Jelly Roll?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm saying Benson Boone opened for us.
All right.
No, honestly, I have heard you guys, and we would love to have you, but you have to make your submission at Friendship Home on Facebook or Instagram. So
notice
you
said
and the
we
rest
would love
of
to
the
have
community
you submit.
Can do
yeah.
That.
Correct.
Yeah, that was yeah. Smart.
Andrew,
so, yeah, oh, go ahead, Kennedy.
Yeah, tell us about Friendship Home, the mission that all of the money will go towards.
Sure. So Friendship Home is located in Norwell, and our mission is to enrich the lives of individuals with developmental disabilities and their families by providing quality respite care and support services in a safe and caring environment. And it's really a place that once you visit, you want to return to. It's a really special organization, and the community really rallies around it. And that's demonstrated through the fundraising success that River Rock has had for the past 4 years.
How did you end up getting involved with Friendship Home?
So I have been the executive director at Friendship Home for about 8 years now.
Oh, wow.
It's a wonderful organization that I'm deeply committed to. I've always worked in the nonprofit industry, but Friendship Home has just been a place that I really do call my second home, and I'm thrilled that we have so many participants that also call Friendship Home their home away from home.
Okay, what is the website for the music festival? You got room for one more band, or if people want to buy tickets to support the event or find more about Friendship Home?
So Take the Stage at River Rock is now open, and since we've launched on May 1st, we've already received over 30 nominations from bands across the country.
Wow.
So whether you're a fan, a friend, or a musician yourself, you can submit your chance to perform live at our River Rock Music Festival by visiting friendshiphome.net or finding us on Instagram and Facebook.
Friendshiphome.net is the website, or if you want, we will text you the link. You can drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234. And it's now official. Andrea, you and everybody at the festival and at Friendship Home are now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
Oh, yay. That's wonderful. And thank you so much for having me today.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're going to submit our cassette tape. In just a few minutes.
I'm
going to
go get your audition reel ready, Kennedy.
Out of here.
All right. Have a great day, Andrea.
Thank you. You too. We look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's get to the dirty. How about that?
No.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So Morgan Wallen has finally spoken out about his abrupt exit from Saturday Night Live last month. In case you didn't see it, basically, you know, at the end where they all come together and the host says, thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody kind of hugs and high fives and talks to each
other. Stands around for a moment.
And you wonder what they're saying to each other.
It is my favorite moment of the show.
I love it.
It feels like you get access to them for a few minutes when they're no longer having to.
They're just being.
Yeah, they're just like, oh my gosh, there's somebody famous that I know and love mm-hmm. from Saturday Night Live. Or there's a musician that I love. Mm-hmm. I love that part of the show.
So as soon as that happened, he walked off stage, like right at the camera, and just left mm-hmm. while everyone else was, you know, saying thank you and hugging. And everybody thought it was a little weird.
He also posted something on social media,
too. He said, get me to God's country in front of his peach.
Right.
So anyway, he did an interview with Caleb Presley, and this is what he said.
SNL, did they make you mad?
No, I was just ready to go home. I've been there all week.
You had to get your plane. Get me to God's country.
Yeah.
So that was it. There was nothing there. He just wanted to go home?
Yeah.
I mean,
manners.
Listen,
manners, Morgan. Manners.
Yeah, you know.
Manners.
Sometimes you're just fed up with being, it's too people-y, right, Kennedy? You just got to go.
Listen, I get this more than anyone. But you know what I don't do? Be impolite.
Meh. Yeah.
Don't meh. I say goodbye to who I need to.
Sometimes you just got to go.
Then I wouldn't have come on stage. I would have just been like, I got
to
go.
Yeah, it's weird to not just, if you're there all week, to not just stay the last 20 seconds.
Yeah, because he performed and there was like another half hour of show. He could have left then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
whatever.
No, he's got to come out at the end to say thank you.
He didn't.
Yeah, he did. He was out on stage.
I know, looking foul, and then he walked right off.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
he got nothing to say. Nice to say?
Come nice
sit
to
next
say.
To me?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Kim Kardashian got her day in court 9 years after she was robbed at gunpoint in Paris. Y'all remember that?
I do. Why does it take so long? That's wild.
The court systems are trash in France, too.
This case is crazy, too. Didn't one of the witnesses that was going to testify get killed?
There's a lot.
There's some real French gangsters out there.
So I'm just going to give you bullet points because there's a lot to unpack. But she was in court detailing how masked men entered her room at her hotel, bound and gagged her before putting her in a bathtub and robbing her of an estimated $10 million worth of jewelry. Among the items stolen were a diamond ring, a gift from then-husband, what's his name, worth about $4.5 million, and a $5.6 million jewelry box, because that's what I travel with. She said, I came to Paris for Fashion Week. Paris is a place I love so much. I felt safe. I'd stop in little hotels for hot chocolate, but when I came to Fashion Week, it changed everything. She said she thought the men were police officers, leading the receptionist who was handcuffed to her room, that they repeatedly asked for the ring. She was in shock because a lot of terror attacks were going on in the mm-hmm. world. A lot of her friends were talking about it, and she didn't really know what was happening. She was thrown on the bed. Her hands were bound together with zip ties. She believed she was going to be assaulted and killed. She said, at that point, I was sure they were going to shoot me.
Hmm.
So I said a prayer for my family, my mom, my sister, my best friend. I did think I was going to die.
Kennedy, remind me, did they know who she was? Did they
yes.
target her specifically?
Yes, they wanted the ring.
Yeah.
They kept asking for the ring. They knew what it was, and they knew where she was because Instagram, right? She said, for a good year, I almost lost myself. I wasn't motivated to get up and work like I used to, and it shook me. And then One of the robbers said something to her, and she said, "I forgive you. I understand. I forgive you."
Wow.
Also, there's a new TV show, Ryan Murphy TV show.
Right.
That's all women lawyers fighting for women, whatever. And Kim Kardashian is the star. And I cannot wait. The trailer came out yesterday, and I am beside myself. She was so good in the other one. I swear.
In the other one what?
The other Ryan Murphy, Grotesquerie. You know, the American Horror Story guy.
Oh,
so,
okay.
The show wasn't
He loves
that
an
great.
Anthology series,
the
Ryan
show
Murphy.
Wasn't great, but she was really good.
Huh.
This one has Glenn Close, Sarah Paulson, Niecy Nash. Niecy Nash. It looks remarkable.
Okay.
And I'm going to wrap this up with a good advice from our girl Miley Cyrus. She had a listening party for her new album in New York last week, and she said the best advice she ever got came from her godmother, Dolly Parton, who said, "You do you, I'll do me, and together we'll be us." Stay in your lane, mind your business.
Sounds like
and
a
that's
song.
What I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Amy from Stoneham.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amy, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Dan's waving. Kennedy's leaving. And middle finger.
Not for nice. Me, from the intern.
All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, remember that is a loss for you. She is now over in that soundproof studio. You ready?
Yep.
Question number one. Cardi B and new Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs confirmed they were dating after they were spotted courtside at a basketball game. They were at the Knicks game the other night. Cardi B's biggest song is Girls Like You, which she performed with which band?
I have no idea.
Question number two. Mark Zuckerberg, 41 today. He started Facebook out of his dorm room in 2004. Today, his net worth is approximately $226 billion. Which college did he start Facebook at?
It was Harvard, right, Frank? I'm pretty sure it was Harvard.
Question number three. Kim Kardashian wore $7 million in diamonds to testify against the men who tied her up and stole her jewelry in Paris in 2016.
Making a statement.
Kim rose to fame on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Which network did that show air on?
I want to say Bravo, but I'm not... Or Entertainment. Bravo. I don't know. Bravo.
Question number four. 21 years ago today in 2004, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin had a baby girl. They gave her one of those out-of-the-box celebrity baby names. What's her name? Their kid.
Apple.
Question number five. Morgan Apple. Wallen finally revealed why he left Saturday Night Live so quickly after a show was done. He said simply, "I was ready to go home. I'd been there all week." Morgan's new album drops on Friday. What is it called?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's called Money in the Bank is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy, welcome back.
I should have known that one.
Well, no, that's not the actual title. I'm just saying that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
in
he's going to make millions of dollars.
Yes. Kennedy, Amy got 2 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready to quit?
Never.
Ready to go home?
Never.
Give it up?
Goonies never say die, right, Dan?
That's right.
I tried, Amy. I tried. Question number one. Cardi B and new Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs have confirmed they were dating. You know, they were courtside at the Knicks game the other night.
Ooh.
Beautiful couple, Kennedy.
Yeah.
You know, one of Cardi B's biggest songs is Girls Like You, which she performed with which band?
Maroon 5.
Yes, Maroon 5 is it. 1-0. Question number two. Zuckerberg, 41 today, started Facebook out of his dorm room in 2004. Today, his net worth is $236 billion.
What a guy.
Where did he start Facebook?
Harvard.
It was Harvard, kid. 2-1. Kim Kardashian wore $7 million in diamonds to testify against the men who tied her up and stole her jewelry in Paris in 2016. She rose to fame on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Which network did that show air on?
Which time?
The original.
The Big Long Run.
E. Yeah.
E is correct. Why would you wear that much? Were you making a statement, obviously?
I think she was.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
That's who she is. It's just what she wears. It's just her walking around jewelry. I don't know
Same,
what to tell you.
Right, Dan? Got my $7 million flip-flops on this morning.
You live your life.
3-1, question number 4. 21 years ago today in 2004, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin had a baby girl, and they named her?
Apple.
Apple is correct. 4-2. Question number 5. Morgan Wallen finally revealed why he left Saturday Night Live so quickly. He said simply, "I was ready to go home. I'd been there all week." Morgan's new album drops on Friday. It's called?
I'm the problem.
Yes, you are.
It's me.
I'm the problem.
Thank you, Taylor Swift.
5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win to Amy. You don't get the cash. However, you are not walking out of here empty-handed. You just won yourself a pair of concert tickets. Shakira, May 29th at Fenway Park. Brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going to that show for free.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
Yes. You have a good time at the show. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Amy from Stoneham, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You miss one show, and you just know you never know what you're going to miss on here. Yesterday, we had a guy called Billy Two Thumbs on the show.
Legends.
The legend of Billy Two Thumbs. So we thought after hearing that name yesterday, we'd bring it back today, the nickname detective.
Listen here, see. Do you have a nickname?
Well, we are the nickname detective.
Give us your name and the situation surrounding the creation of your nickname. And the nickname detectives, Carson and Kennedy, will guess your nickname.
It's stupid, see?
But that's what we do here on the show. Carson and Kennedy's Nickname Detective.
617-655-1234. So to explain how this works, you call in. We want to hear the story of how you got your nickname, not the nickname. We want to hear the story of how you got your nickname. And then the three of us will try and guess. How do you say we normally do it, this Kennedy?
Very poorly.
I don't know if we've ever got one.
I think you got one once.
I did get one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
Me neither, but I do remember you.
I do, but a girl was named Enema Emily, and you got that right.
Dan, how do you...
That's incredible, Dan.
Your memory.
Can't
Thank
forget
God.
Enema Emily.
Thank God for you.
That'll stay with you.
All right, again, 617... 655.
I threw it up there and you dunked it.
Thank you.
What?
That is out of here.
617-655-1234. The nickname detective. We have Amanda from Framingham. So again, don't tell us your nickname. We want to know, how did you get your nickname?
So I was the only girl growing up in my neighborhood. There were tons and tons of kids, but for some reason it was a bubble of almost all boys. And I was just running with the boys, skinning my knees, climbing trees, skateboarding, down the hill on your stomach, all kinds of stuff. And one of the boys just gave me this nickname, and I wanted to kill him for it.
Oh,
okay. Let's see.
I was just more of a tomboy, and this didn't fit me.
Huh.
Oh, so okay, so it has to be a girly name then if you were a tomboy and hated it.
Kind of.
Huh. Amanda Hug and Kiss.
I know, right? That's where
that's
my head
the
was
easy
going.
One. Amanda Hug and Kiss.
I got that all the time, too.
Yeah, no, okay. That's not it, Kennedy.
So you think it's a girly name, Dan?
Well, she said she was a tomboy and this didn't fit her at all.
Huh. Barbie?
I could be way off.
Oh, Barbie's
I'm
a pretty good one.
I know, I'm really bad.
Princess.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, no.
What was it?
Cupcake.
Oh, I was crying in the
ball. Good, you
Dan.
Were there.
That was good. You were there. You were tracking.
Right church, wrong pew.
All right. Well, it was nice to meet
Thanks,
you, Cupcake.
Princess.
Thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Right, bye-bye. Rita's from Lowell.
Lowell.
Good morning, Rita.
Good morning.
Okay, nickname detective.
Lowell.
Don't tell us your nickname, but tell us how you got the nickname.
I was 17. I was at high school in the first day of biology class, and everybody gave each other raunchy nicknames.
Raunchy nicknames?
Mm-hmm.
First day of class.
Okay.
So was it, I mean, did you know the people who were giving this nickname? Was it because of something you did, or was it just people were on the fly making up nicknames?
We were just making up nicknames in the class.
This is going
to
be
so there's no context to why you have this nickname. So
can I ask this question? Wait, I don't want to know your age necessarily. What year did you graduate high school?
81.
Oh, okay, this is a different time, Kennedy. Who knows?
The only thing I think of when I think of biology class is frogs.
Right. Did it have anything to do with biology or science? It
has everything to do with procreation.
Rita the sex machine.
Rita the man eater.
Oh, if it's not, it should be.
Ripping Rita. I don't know. What was it?
Do a procreation.
Backseater Rita.
Backseat Rita?
Holy crap.
Oh, my God. I told you the 80s were different, Dan.
Now, did you enjoy being called Backseat Rita in high school?
I'm going to tell you, I was not any more promiscuous than any other girl. It just rhymed with Sita.
Did it become a self-fulfilling prophecy?
As always.
Yay, that's my girl. Go get him, Rita.
That's great. Thanks, Rita. Have a good day. 617-655-1234. So Backseat Rita?
Stupid.
Can you imagine?
Get it, girl.
First day of school?
It's a good nickname.
Not if you're Rita.
Sounds like something the Jake Giles band would sing about.
Backseat Rita. All right, 617-655-1234. We want to hear story behind your nickname, and then we'll try and guess what it is. 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the audience.
Messier. Yeah.
Lionel Messi.
There it is. Almost half and half. Lionel Messier.
Yesterday on the show, a guy shared with us that he cut his thumb in half. We started calling him Billy Two Thumbs, which is just an amazing.
Iconic
nickname. You're welcome for that.
I mean, he should really be Billy Three Thumbs because everyone has two thumbs.
We screwed that
Dan,
one up.
You just took the air out of the balloon.
Thanks for ruining it for us.
That's what I do here.
So we decided to bring it back this morning, the nickname detective.
Listen here, see. Do you have a nickname?
Billy Three Thumbs.
Well, we are the nickname detective.
Give us your name and the situation surrounding the creation of your nickname. And the nickname detectives, Carson and Kennedy, will guess your nickname. But that's what we do here on the show. Carson and Kennedy's Nickname Detective.
Again, 617-655-1234. We're going to start with Michaela in Boston. Do not tell us the nickname. Give us the story of how you got it.
Hello. I used to work in a brewery, and when we had to put in food orders, we had to initial our tabs, and my initials were... are like a swear word abbreviation. So all my coworkers used to call me
a
swear
word.
MF-er.
Yep, there it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
My ex-stepfather number 4 was Michael Friedberg. That was my mom's ex-husband, mm-hmm. And we called him MF-er.
I mean, my initials are DB. People have fun with that sometimes.
Never thought of that.
Yeah, my last name's Finn, so it would just be...
They call me a bag of some sort occasionally.
How dare you? Who are these people?
How rude.
Rude.
My hopes.
All right. Thank you, Michaela. Let's see. Tammy from Salem, New Hampshire. You there?
I am.
All right. Tell us again the story. Don't give us the nickname yet. We want to try and guess it.
All right. So it's actually from my sister, my twin sister. When she was younger in middle school, she had transition glasses, and she also had braces. And it has to do with her name starting with the letter T. Her name was Tara.
Was it like Tin Tara or something? Tara Tinney? With braces.
And glasses.
Tara Two Eyes? That was Four Eyes. Remember that nickname?
Yeah, people I'm stuck had? On Tin Face Tara.
Tin Face Tara? that's not bad. Tin Foil Tara? I'm stuck on that too.
Give us one more hint.
Well, her glasses are transition, so they were tinted.
Tinted Tara.
What?
Tinted Tara.
Two tint Tara.
But she also had she also had braces.
That's where the tin is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We're
what
going
is
down
it?
The wrong road.
Meadow mouth, weird glasses, Tara.
Boom, roasted.
Wow, smooth.
Nailed it.
What was it?
Tinted Tara, tinsel teeth.
Tinsel teeth.
We were on the right path.
Tinsel. How can we forget about tinsel?
I could have sat here for 100 years and I thought of tinsel teeth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's
we appreciate
a good one.
It.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to carry that one around.
Kids are mean.
Crystal from Roslindale, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Again, don't give us the nickname. We want to try and guess it for Nickname Detective. Give us the story.
So a bunch of girlfriends and I in college went on a road trip to UMass for the night to visit some friends. And this nickname came the next morning. We were all in the car. There were five of us in the car driving back from UMass to New Hampshire. And the music was just a little too loud for me after a night of partying. And my friend Ashley turned over and looked at me and made this nickname. And it has stuck for 20 years.
Grandma.
The librarian, because you needed it quiet.
Hey!
Oh, my gosh. Does it have anything to do with your name, Crystal?
No, nothing.
I stand by Grandma.
Debbie Downer.
No.
This is so hard.
This is so difficult.
Kennedy's close.
What was yours again, Kennedy?
Grandma.
Grandma. Old lady. Old lady Crystal.
Old lady named
Mom.
Ethel.
Mom.
There.
Mabel.
Mom. They call you Mom. Okay, Mom.
No.
What is it?
Nope. They, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah. Yes.
They call me Nana.
Oh,
Nana.
You were right there.
Nana.
I'm taking that one as a win.
Yep, Nana. And it has stuck 20-something years later.
Aww.
Did you start doing Nana activities once they started calling
you crochet?
Nana?
I tried not to, but I did use a cane in college at one point, too. So
Giving out Werther's in class.
Yeah. She got hard candies in her pocket.
They're wrapped up in a tissue. And it sticks a little bit, but it's fine.
All right, last one. Terry from Fall River, you there?
I'm there.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay, don't tell us your nickname. What's the story behind it?
So when I was pregnant 22 years ago with my son, I was carrying a very large baby boy, and I was got the nickname after a preschool toy.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
You got it.
Oh, let's go.
One hitter quitter right there. End the break. We're never going to top that.
Carson and Kennedy on
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mix 104.1.
All right, let's get to it. The one KCBK.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Oh, no, just the regular. You can't beat Kennedy.
Tony Vigil. Redemption Wing.
Good God, man.
It's a mess.
He's right next to you.
I know, right?
You can't beat Kennedy.
Studio full of people.
I had not noticed. Had not noticed.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Kennedy, it is Redemption Week.
Redemption.
I haven't heard.
I didn't know if you knew that or not. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome to the studio. Who did you bring with you?
I brought my friends Morgan and Andrew.
Well, you were like, hey, you got to get up early, and we're going to hang out at a radio station.
They were
like,
so excited. They could not wait to come.
All right, so you beat Kennedy once before. What was the score?
5-4.
Ooh.
He was talking a little junk too, Kennedy, while we were playing some music.
Yes, he said they were really easy questions.
Can't believe you missed one of those.
Okay.
So you know the deal. Kick her out.
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Give me some knuckles.
All right. Don't fall into her trap of being nice to you, Chris. It's all a ploy.
Yeah.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're not playing for money this time around, just for bragging rights to have your name hung on the rafters here in the radio station. You can see all the names hung up here in the studio of all the people that have won twice.
Yeah.
There's none up there. That doesn't happen.
It's called Theater of the Mind.
I'll be the first. I'll be the first.
And if you look to your left, you can see Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are your friends going to be helping?
I don't think so.
Okay. Question number one. Miley Cyrus says the best life advice she ever got came from her godmother, Dolly Parton. She said, and I quote, "You do you, and I'll do me, and together we'll be us." Who is Cyrus's ex-husband she wrote the song Flowers about?
That is Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, question number two.
Oh, Morgan cringed.
The top search songs of each summer include Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us last year, Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town in 2023, and Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush in 2022, which TV show gave Running Up That Hill a revival almost 40 years later?
Stranger Things.
Question number three. Danny Wood from New Kids on the Block, 56 today. Which classic New Kids song starts like this? Take a listen. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa. Name the song.
I do not know.
Question number four. Did you grow up in Boston?
I did.
You're going to have to turn in your Boston card.
It's just a generational thing, man.
Question number four. Morris the alligator from Happy Gilmore died. He was probably between 80 and 100 years old. In Happy Gilmore, whose hand did the gator take off?
Oh, Adam Sandler's?
Question number five. Robert Zemeckis, 73 today, directed Forrest Gump and the Back to the Future trilogy, Castaway, and others. In Castaway, where did Tom Hanks' character work before getting stranded?
I've never seen the movie. So.
Oh, wow. All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Chris, how do you think you did?
I don't think I did too well this morning.
Question's still too easy this time?
Yeah, a little harder.
That's so funny. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi. How'd we do?
We did great. I have Chris getting 1 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
But you're still a delight.
You are.
Thank you.
How are you feeling after that performance, Chris?
I felt better. I felt better 2 weeks ago when I got 5.
I'm just happy to be here. I respect that you didn't have your friends help. Because most people in here would have been looking over and mouthing answers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because she knew at least a couple. I was looking.
Yeah. Oh, look at you.
She was just going to let him go down like the Titanic. She's like, I'm not helping him. All right, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. It is Redemption Week. Mm. Miley Cyrus says the best life advice she ever got from her godmother, Dolly Parton, was, quote, "You do you, I'll do me, and together we'll be us." Who was Cyrus's ex-husband she wrote the song Flowers about?
Liam Hemsworth.
Liam, not Chris Hemsworth. 1-0. The top search songs of each summer include Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us last year, Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town in 2023, and Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush in 2022. Which TV show gave Running Up That Hill a revival almost 40 years later?
Stranger Things.
And they just announced it's coming back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Season 5?
The last season.
Is it season
46 years later. It's finally
I don't
here.
Even remember. What are these kids like 80
They're
now?
They're married and divorced by now.
They have AARP cards.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course, Ian.
2-1, question number 3. Danny Wood from New Kids on the Block 56 today.
Speaking of, which
classic New Kids song starts like this? Name the song.
It's Hanging Tough.
That is correct. A couple of text messages to the show. Did Mac write these questions today? They are tough. And from the 978, it's like every day is Carson's first day.
Got him.
Happy birthday. Question number 4, Kennedy. Morris the Alligator from Happy Gilmore died. He was probably between 80 and 100 years old. And Happy Gilmore, whose hand did the gator take off?
Carl Weathers, right?
I just introduced Barrett to this movie weekend before last.
It's all in the hips.
I'm not going to get it.
Chubbs. 3-1. Question number 5. Robert Zemeckis, 73 today, directed Forrest Gump and the Back to the Future trilogy, Castaway, and others in Castaway. Where did Tom Hanks' character work before getting stranded?
FedEx.
He did work for FedEx. That is correct. 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy, nice job.
Thank you.
Chris.
But we had fun, right?
We had a lot of fun.
Good.
Yep.
It's all that matters.
And how are things in Southie? You live in South Boston.
I do. Yeah. They're great.
Yeah.
They're great. Weather's turning, so
yeah.
It's patio season.
Exactly.
What's your spot down there?
Just going down to Carson Beach.
Mm-hmm.
My beach chair in a book afterward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kennedy used to live right there on Carson Beach.
I lived on M Street.
Oh, was it M Street?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate
super fun in the summer.
I'm trying to find parking down there. Anyway, well, we appreciate you coming in for Redemption Week. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Is something you want to say to Kennedy?
Yes. My name is Chris from Boston, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
This time.
Yes, this time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Is chivalry dead? It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. Especially if you're a woman, say, in your 20s and you're dating now. You know, I have a 14-year-old son, and he's getting to that point where he's starting to hang out with different people. The other day, I told him he had to be home at 6:30, and he was hanging out with a friend. And I said, but if you want to, you know, if you want to walk them home before, you know, like, I'll give you an extra 10 minutes to walk them home before you get home. And he was like, why? And I was like, because that's what you do. You walk them home.
Mm-hmm.
You open a door. He's like, why are you being so cringe? Why are you making this weird? I'm like, have you never heard of chivalry? And he just had this blank look on his face.
Well, that's on you, bro. But
well, he was trying to impart it. It just fell on deaf ears.
And wait, is it weird? Do people not walk people home?
And that's what I'm wondering now.
Interesting.
We have intern Mac is back again this summer. How old are you, Mac?
I'm 20 years old.
You go out on a date with someone? Are you walking them home or opening their car door?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I would do it. I have no problem with it. I mean, as long as it's genuine. I think there's a big problem with, like, Gen Z, where, you know, a lot of people are scared of appearing performative or appearing like they don't care. So what they do is they just, well, not that, like, they don't care, but that, like, they're doing it, you know, with, like, a goal in mind. So I think there's a big issue of, like, people don't want to look performative. So what they do is they just pretend not to care at all. They don't even bother
trying. So they're going
trying.
The opposite way. Interesting, Kennedy.
Like, you mean to say that if you were to walk someone home and open a door, that means you expected something later?
Like, that might be the impression that you give off to them, so you don't even bother. But I see.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's also just, like, I think generationally with Gen Z, there's very much so this sort of epidemic of, like, not caring about anything, because if you do care about something, you're lame and cringe. So there's that kind of, I guess, sort of dichotomy there.
Give me a philosophy major every day. Let's go.
Now, Mac, I know that you have a date today after the show.
That's right.
What?
Will you be paying for this young lady on this date?
Yeah.
Okay, good man.
Will you walk her home if she asks you to?
I will do so. I will do whatever coach asks of me. I'm here to help the team.
Mac's one of the good ones.
All right.
I'm all right.
Thank you, Mac. We appreciate that. We have some women apparently in their 20s. We have Nisha from Quincy. I have to ask you, Nisha, is chivalry dead?
No, but it's changed a little bit.
In which way?
Well, like things like opening drawers, pulling up the chair, I think are still appreciated. But women, we just have to be more careful about who knows where we live. And the whole walking me home or like, dropping me off at my house, it's a little sus.
I hate that we have to think about things like this, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
But as women do.
Yeah.
It feels like to me, though, young people share more about their lives across social media than we ever shared. Like, you are more open and sharing of everything. You know what I mean?
There was no place to share it.
Like, everybody knows everything about you from your social media, to where you are on vacation today, to where you're working, to where you live.
Yeah.
But you don't want a boy walking you home.
Well, I don't put my address on social media.
If you're on a dating app and you're dating someone that's a stranger, probably
not. Right.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye, Nisha.
Bye.
Nicole's from Medford. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going all right. I'm kind of sad. Chivalry's dead, apparently.
Yes, it is. You know, I have to be honest. The women here are independent, which is great. But, you know, the men these days, there are still a few good ones. But for the most part, they all kind of expect the woman to do everything now.
In what way?
You know, it's the driving part, open the door, paying the bill or splitting the bill and all that. I was talking to my friend Anna, and, you know, both of us said, there's still some that are good, but everyone else, they expect the woman to do most of the part. It's just like there's not enough recognition, and, you know, all the men are kind of getting lazy these days.
Hmm. It's not chivalry is dead. Men are getting lazy, she says.
Yeah. They just think, you know, you're capable of opening the door. We don't need to help you open the door. You know, you have a job. You don't have to pay for a meal. You don't have to take us out. They just think, you know, if there's a movie, you can just watch the movie at home. It's not about the movie. It's about going out on a date and taking care of us and, you know, having a good time outdoors. Just think the men aren't the same as back in a few years ago, you know?
Oh.
What if a guy said to you, hey, I'll drive you home, and you've only been out like on one date with him?
Sorry, what was that?
What if a guy said, I'll drive you home? You were out at a place, you met there, but you didn't have a car, and he said, I'll drive you home. Would you allow him to take you home?
I think that depends on, you know, if it's a date from an app, and it depends on if you want to meet a stranger.
Right.
For me, I've met guys who say, you know what, I'll just meet you at this place. It's easier. I don't want to drive you home.
Yeah, that was a...
And we're both coming from different directions, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on the dating apps for a while. Let me tell you, people are meeting each other after talking for 2 hours and going to each other's homes.
Well, so that's a different thing. All right. Thanks for calling.
Like my parents. They open the doors.
All right. Thanks, Nicole.
No problem. Good one.
Bye. She said that was my parents. From the 508, if you offered to drive me home, I would think you are a serial killer.
And there you go.
Dating in 2025. Chivalry's dead, Dan.
I guess you could pay for the Uber, then you don't really know where she lives, but you're still up helping.
Dude, I'll Venmo you $25.
Yeah.
That oh
feels,
my God.
It feels
I
very
hate,
transactional.
That feels transactional.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix. All right, let's get to it. Can't be Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
I also love mine.
Oh, my God. Mine. I can't look at a seagull without thinking that.
Am I going to watch Finding Nemo today?
I think we are, Dan.
Can't Be Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Barbara from Merrimack.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Barbara?
Go on, get.
Sold. I love her. Go on, get.
Kennedy's leaving the studio. Five trivia questions all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's got 6,095 wins, 446 losses. Barbara, are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. Wicked star Cynthia Erivo will star in a one-woman version of Dracula in London, and she will play all 23 parts. Who did she play in Wicked?
Elphaba.
Airbnb is going to start adding new services and experiences, including interactions with celebrities. They'll include a day playing football and eating barbecue with Patrick Mahomes. Which team does Patrick Mahomes play for?
Kansas City.
There's one with Sabrina Carpenter. I'm going to text Lana and say, hey, we're going to get this Airbnb with Sabrina Carpenter. You cool with that?
Yeah, I bet she would be thrilled.
Dead and Company will play three shows at San Francisco's Golden State Park to celebrate the Grateful Dead's 60th anniversary. Name the daughters and Your Body is a Wonderland singer, who is also the lead singer for Dead and Company. Okay.
No, I don't think I know that one.
Question number four. Google has been tracking the top searched song of the year each year since 2010. When Love the Way You Lie by Eminem was the top search, Eminem was the top search from 2010. Eminem performed the song with one of the top female artists of all time. Who did he collaborate on that song with? Love the Way You Lie.
Rihanna.
Question number five. Eva Longoria won't do sexy photo shoots anymore because her six-year-old son will see them someday. She says, and I quote, I think about whether he'd be proud of something or might be embarrassed. Can you name the 2023 movie Longoria directed about Richard Montanez, a janitor at Frito-Lay, who came up with the idea for Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
No.
It's a cute movie, actually. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
I like when you know when you don't know.
Did you see that movie?
I haven't seen it, no.
It's a cute movie. It actually is a cute movie. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Barbara, who told you go and get.
Yeah.
Got 3 out of 5.
Well done, Frank.
These are tough. You ready?
Thank you, Frank. Yeah.
Wicked star Cynthia Erivo will star in a one-woman stage version of Dracula in London. She'll play all 23 parts. Who did she play in Wicked?
Elphaba.
Are they just doing that on the cheap or because she's talented?
Well, Sarah Snook did one on Broadway. She's doing Picture of Dorian Gray, where she plays 20 characters.
Oh.
I think it's just kind of... I mean, it's a fantastic thing to see. It takes a lot of work. You're never off stage. It's wild.
You did 20, I'm doing 23.
Yep.
Eddie Murphy played the entire Klump family in The Nutty Professor. Check and mate.
Hercules!
Tied at one. Airbnb is going to start adding new services and experiences, including interactions with celebrities. They'll include a day playing football and eating barbecue with Patrick Mahomes. Which team does Patrick Mahomes play for?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Dead and Company will play three shows at San Francisco's Golden Gate Park to celebrate the Grateful Dead's 60th anniversary. Name the daughters and Your Body is a Wonderland singer who is also the lead singer for Dead and Company.
John Mayer.
It is John Mayer.
Do you like the Dead? You're a jam band guy.
It's a band that I kind of...
the question.
Yeah. They're a band I discovered when I was a little bit older. I loved Touch of Grey when it came out back in the day. I enjoy them now, but I don't go searching them out. Fish I like much more than Dead.
Okay.
But I know Fish are just kind of following in their footsteps.
Gotcha.
3 to 2, question number 4. Google has been tracking the top searched song of each year since 2010. Love the Way You Lie by Eminem was a top search in 2010. Eminem performed the song with one of the top female artists of all time. Who did he collaborate with?
Rihanna.
That is right. 4 to 3. Eva Longoria won't do sexy photo shoots anymore because her six-year-old son will see them someday. She says, and I quote, I think about whether he'd be proud of something or might be embarrassed. Name the 2023 movie that she directed about Richard Montanez, a janitor of Frito-Lay who came up with the idea for Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
I'm not going to get it.
Flamin' Hot.
Because I thought you gave it away in the answer and I couldn't do
Paul
that.
Rodriguez, I think.
Very, very sneaky, sir.
Tricky question. Tricky question. 4 to 3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, my friend. Flamin' Hot Cheetos with a fork. Oh, that's a good move right there. And it's tasty. Well, Barbie, you don't get the cash. We do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. Anytime you want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, give her the hotline. I like Barbara.
Got it. I'll text her immediately.
Barbara, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I misunderstood the question about John Mayer, but...
That's not it.
My name is Barbara. It's okay. My name is Barbara from Mary Mac, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man...
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. You can visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Melanie from Hudson.
Hey, Melanie.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm very excited and very nervous.
Well, that makes four of us.
You're just here with friends. You don't need to be nervous. It's just me.
Yeah, there's not $1,000 on the line or anything.
Hey!
Tens of millions of people listening.
Guys!
None of those things
know,
are true.
Right?
Tens of millions. Tens, perhaps.
Tens. That sounds about right.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Yes. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. Good luck to you, too.
It is the 1K CBK, $1,000 on the line. You answer more of these correctly than Kennedy, and you win that $1,000. If you tie, unfortunately, because our boss Sal is a Scrooge, we can't give you the money.
Scrooge McDuck.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Anthony Kiedis now has his own coffee brand. The company is called Jolene, which is an amalgamation of the phrases cup of joe and lean latte, the latter of which refers to a latte without whole milk, Dan, in case you didn't know.
I sure didn't. I drank my coffee black.
It also references Dolly Parton's iconic song, Jolene. Which band is Anthony Kiedis the lead singer of?
I don't know.
Question number two. Madonna is creating a limited series for Netflix about her life, but it's not related to the on-again, off-again biopic that will star Julia Garner. Can you name Madonna's two ex-husbands?
Oh, Guy Ritchie and Sean Penn.
Question number three. What is the name of the documentary about Taylor Swift that was released on Netflix in 2020?
I can't think of it.
All right. Question number four. Can you tell us who headlined the 2024 Super Bowl halftime show?
Was that Usher?
Question number five. Jennifer Coolidge recently gave the commencement speech at Boston's Emerson College. What is their mascot?
I'm going to say a horse, but I don't know.
Who hurt you today, man?
What are you talking about? Were those hard? Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You don't know. Melanie could have gone to that school. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Melanie got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Dan is suggesting that somebody has hurt me because of how hard these questions are this morning. Not going to lie, Dan, I wrote these questions after playing golf yesterday. I was feeling a little pain.
I'm going to guess she's going to get 3 out of 5, which is unusual for her.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Anthony Kiedis now has his own coffee brand. It's called Jolene, which is an amalgamation of the phrases cup of joe and lean latte. And also apparently a song by Dolly Parton that he loves. Which band is Anthony Kiedis the lead singer of?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
1-0.
That is so punk rock.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't like lean lattes when they fight?
I don't even know what that means.
Madonna is creating a limited series for Netflix about her life. It's not related to the on-again, off-again biopic that stars Julia Garner. Can you name both of Madonna's ex-husbands?
Sean Penn, Guy Ritchie.
2-1. What is the name of the documentary about Taylor Swift released on Netflix in 2020?
Is it Miss America or Americana?
The pandemic seemed like 2 lifetimes ago.
I never saw it.
The pandemic? It was bad. There was COVID.
I closed my eyes for at least a year.
There was Tiger King. It was the whole thing.
Miss Americana.
Woo! 3-1. Question number 4.
Good job.
Who headlined the 2024 Super Bowl halftime show?
Kendrick Lamar.
That was 2025.
Dang it!
Usher hosted in 2024.
You were braining too fast.
I did.
With special guests Alicia Keys, Her, Will.i.am, Lil Jon, Ludacris, and Jermaine Dupri.
Oh, that's right.
3-2, question number 5. Jennifer Coolidge recently gave the commencement speech at Boston's Emerson University. What is their mascot?
Which is it?
Emerson.
Oh, it's purple. Let's see.
I think you were right about that, actually.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Lions.
All right.
They are the Emerson Lions.
Go Lions.
3-2 is the final score.
Dan, you called it, brother.
I'm in your head. I know exactly how many you're going to get every
Well,
game.
She had the fourth one, but she just rushed to answer. If she'd have taken
I don't.
Breath.
You know what? I don't think I would have.
Oh, yeah.
How quickly, I don't think I would have remembered that.
How quickly we forgot about Usher.
Dude, I can't remember what he did 5 minutes ago. Who are you?
Why are we here?
I feel you.
What does all
that.
This mean? We're just meat sacks floating through space.
Meat sacks?
We're all just bags Pretty of meat much. Floating through space on a rock, man.
We're in skin suits.
Don't overthink it.
Melanie, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. We do appreciate you very much. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I will say thank you very much. This is my first time getting through, and I was definitely nervous, but enjoyed it so much. Thank you. This is Melanie from Hudson, New Hampshire, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
You did great, Melanie.
You did.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.